Welcome into the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It is Pastor Jeremiah Johnson joining you once again, and we're rolling right along day after day. Hey, we are taking you through the entire Word of God in 2022, and it's a discipline every day getting in the Word. Well, I want to read today from Exodus chapter 2. It says, years passed in the Exodus 2, verse 23, it says, years passed, and the king of Egypt died. But the Israelites continued to groan under their burden of slavery. They cried out for help, and their cry rose to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He looked down on the people of Israel and knew it was time to act. So, pretty simple spiritual truth to throw your way here today is that God is a God that fulfills his promises. And that's why I encourage you to read the Word of God. The Old Testament is very fascinating because we see how God interweaves himself in and out through the generations and humanity and the people of God. And he's giving these promises and these words, and they happen in different times and different ways through different people. And it's the same today in many respects. Now, we have to be careful because I was listening to a podcast the other day regarding the Old Testament. They talk about how sometimes we kind of take hold of promises from the Old Testament that maybe aren't ours or intended for us. But, you know, there's so many elements of God's Word that's why we have the Bible, is God's promises and his Word are timeless, that they transition through the generations. But we can't forget, you know, a lot of what God is speaking are for specific times, places, and people, as he's unveiling his plan for humanity. And so here we are again, that God had given a promise, but now they're in slavery and God's people are groaning. And it says that God remembered his promise, and then he begins to act, and then he begins to move. And why God moves and when he chooses to move and how he does is that's really, in so many ways, outside the realm of our thinking a lot of times. But what we can definitively say today from God's word is that God is a God that fulfills his promises, okay? And I want to give you one other scripture that I found in Joshua, or was reading in Joshua 21:45. It says, not one of all the good promises that the Lord has made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. So praise God for that. That's what we can take great assurance in, as we, in 2022, as we're reading through the whole Bible, and it doesn't matter if it's 2022 or what year it is, the one thing that we can come away from as we're reading the Word is like, God's going to do this. God is a God who fulfills his promises. And so if he said it, you know, it's like one of the songs we sing in church, if he said it, we believe it, and he's going to do it. And so praise God. I want you to take hold of that. As you're this year, you're reading through the Word of God. Don't let those pass by. I've seen, you know, people do different things. I've had people that, you know, might write down a verse on a sticky note and put it on their mirror. Just, it's a great practice and a great reminder to declare, believe, and stand on the promises of God that are in his Word, that are for you and for I. And so we're going to see in this story, as we continue on in Exodus, is where we're going to see Moses and the parting of the Red Sea. And we're going to see God save and deliver his people. Why? Because that's what he promised. You know, we're going to see, you know, all of this eventually lead up to the coming of the Son of God. Why? Because he promised that. He spoke that. And so the Word of God is powerful, alive, and active. And it's a book full of promises. It's a book of promises that we can take hold of, that can help us navigate the journey of our lives and know that God is going to put us right where we need to be. You know, and that's the fascinating part, is talking about the issue of hindsight. And we're looking at all these stories in hindsight, but these people had to walk through it, and they had to go through all these seasons in these times as well. And they had to believe and trust God, just like you and I are having to do that as well today. And what do we do as we go through the journey, in the good times, the bad times, times of slavery, whatever it might be, captivity, blessing, is we're always having to grab hold of the promises of God. So let me read it one more time just to encourage your faith today. Joshua 21:45 says, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord has made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. So you declare that, speak that, grab hold of it today. All of God's promises, we sang it last Sunday in our church, all of God's promises are yes and amen to those that believe. Amen. Talk to you guys tomorrow.